This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Mishpatim, we have the pasuk Midvar Sheker Terchak, distance yourself from falsehood. The Gemara in Yevamos on Samach Gimel tells us the story of Rav and his wife. Rav's wife was a good woman, she just didn't listen to him. So Rav would say, make me a hamburger for supper, she would make him a hot dog. He would say, make me a hot dog, she would make him a hamburger. He would say, make me pizza, she would make him baked ziti. She never did what he asked for. So his son Reb Chiya had an einfall, he had a great idea. When Rav asked for a hot dog, he would tell his mother, Dad wants a hamburger. This way she would make the hot dog and he would get what he wanted. One day, Rav gets the supper he actually asked for. So he asked his son, what did you tell mom? And the son told him the trick. And Rav said, thank you. I finally had a supper that I enjoy. But don't do it. You're allowed to do it, but don't do it. Because the Navi Yirmiyah says, Limdu l'shoinam daver sheker. Don't teach your tongue to speak falsehood. Meaning we learn from here, even when it's technically permitted to lie, and halachically, on a me'ikar hadin level, on the basic halachic level, one would be permitted to, it's still not worthwhile, it's not kedai, because you're going to train yourself to speak falsehood. From here we learn how careful a person has to have integrity to their word. Even when you're allowed to lie, even when we'll have a good result, you still shouldn't do it. All the more so when a lie might be detrimental to somebody else or to oneself or to one's family, certainly you're not allowed to do it. Like the pasuk says, midvar sheker terchak. You need to distance yourself as much as possible. And that is because, Rabbeinu Yonah explains, that emes is hu me yisoidei hanefesh. Truth is one of the foundations of the soul. The meaning is, our soul is a piece of God. And if there's anything that defines God, if there's any character trait that defines God more than any other trait, it's emes, chaysamay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. God's signature is truth. And therefore, there is no bigger corruption to one's soul. If you wanted to know, what is my soul made out of? What is the material of the soul? It's emes, it's pure truth. And therefore, nothing corrupts the soul as sheker. And therefore, we have to be so careful not only not to lie outright, not only not to lie when we're not allowed to lie, even not to lie when technically we're allowed to. We don't want to cause any damage to the makeup of our neshama. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.